Rural America has high rates of chronic disease. The more remote a community, the more heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. And there's a side effect many people don't think about: depression, anxiety, even suicide. This is especially true for older adults. Side Effects Public Media's Lisa Gillespie reports from Casey County, Kentucky, 2 hours south of Louisville.
There's a long one-story house that comes up quick, right after a pretty big curve in the road. There I meet
Dennis Pond. P-O-N-D, like a fishing pond.
He asks me to pardon the mess. He and his wife, Gay, collect things, like a pizza cutter in the shape of a bicycle, an antique fishing reel, old photos. I'm here to talk with Dennis about his chronic health problems. In 2006, he was in the hospital because of a bad case of pneumonia, and
the doctor asked me, he said, Mr. Pond, he said, how long have you been a diabetic? And I didn't know I was a diabetic, so.
Oh, really?
So I could have been a diabetic for most of my life and didn't know it.
Now he has severe nerve damage in his feet. And Gay says Dennis's doctor
but said he's a prime candidate for to have his feet taken off.
Yeah.
Amputation is a sign that diabetes hasn't been well controlled. It's almost always preventable. And it's a result of blood supply slowly being cut off, what he describes as 1,000 needles on the bottom of his feet.
The pain gets so bad sometimes that I actually feel like either cutting my own feet off or just taking care of myself, if you know what I mean by that. I mean, ending it.
Mental illness and thoughts of suicide are hidden issues for many people with chronic disease. It doesn't get talked about a lot, but emerging research shows it's a big problem. In a follow-up call, Dennis confirms that this whole situation with his diabetes, along with blood clots and a bad back, it makes him depressed. Just a few years ago, he was involuntarily committed to a state mental hospital after trying to kill himself.
Well, I think when a person has a lot of pain in their life, you know, it causes them to go into depression.
Yeah.
And it makes them feel suicidal because they feel like they're useless. So they want to just, you know, do away with it.
Yeah.
That's what some people call deaths of despair.
These are kind of mortality causes that are associated with hopelessness.
Michael Meat heads the NORC Center for Rural Health Analysis in Chicago. He says these are deaths from a drug overdose or related to alcohol or by suicide. Suicide rates in 2017 were 30% higher in Appalachia than the rest of the country. And within the region, suicides were concentrated in
so eastern Kentucky, West Virginia, eastern Tennessee.
Meat says it's not a coincidence that these areas have high rates of chronic disease. Other factors also play in, like the loss of jobs. Gina Piani was one of the first researchers to start putting two and two together. She's a professor at National University in California. In 2014, she published a study on people with chronic conditions and their feelings.
As you have more chronic conditions, you also are more likely to report psychological distress. And those are correlated with depression and with suicide ideation as well.
Piani says the answer is preventing these diseases by giving young people more health and nutrition education. Psychologist John Fulton has another solution for the people he sees at an outpatient clinic about 30 miles from Pond's house. He tries to teach people coping skills.
And I try to say, you know, you're sitting there focusing on the bad things, and all that's going to do is drag you down deeper. And try to get them to turn around and start thinking about, well, I'll go outside and look at dogs, or I'll watch wrestling on TV or something.
Dennis does have a good support system in his wife. He and Gay married in 2013 after he did work on her house.
The first kiss was like a little pick. And I said, no, that ain't the way to do it. Let me show you how to do it.
Well, that's the first date.
And so we started going together. She's my wife and she's my friend.
And there might be hope for Dennis's pain. He's likely going to get surgery that would increase blood flow in his feet. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.